Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to Daf Inana Halach. We are holding on a Darim Daf Ayin He. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin He has a machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Lazar. If a husband is able to make a statement that will nullify all of the future Nadarim that his wife will make, or perhaps he can only nullify each neder as it comes in front of him, but he cannot make a blanket statement that everything is going to be not chal mikan ula haba. The Gemara on Daf Ayin He Amud Beis, according to the Girsa of the Ran Akoponim, brings the Taina of the Rabbanan against Rab Elazar. Rab Elazar explains Mesvara that it's easier to prevent something from happening than it is to remove something that already took place. Meaning, if a husband can remove a neder that's already chal, of course he can prevent a neder from being chal. It's much less to prevent something than to remove something. Says the Rabbanon, Mesvara, sounds okay, but we have a raya from mikvah that it is not the case. Somebody who's tame, as we know, has to go into the mikvah to become tahar. Says the Rabbanon, that if a person goes who's tame and goes into the mikvah, he becomes tahar. But if he's in the mikvah, and there is a sheretz biyadai, the way the Ran learns, so the tahara process cannot take place. The mikvah can't be matarahim. Even though it's a pella, if it can remove tuma, certainly it can prevent tuma. Says the Rabbanan, Mimela, the svara of Rabbi Lazar is not oiskahaltant, and Mimela, there's no raya kineged the shita of the Rabbanan. Says the Ran like this, mikvah yechiyach shemetaras tmeyim achar sheyarda lahem tuma, ve'enai matzil al tahirim, shem taval ba'oidai tahar le'mahani le'tfila, shle yavoi tuma im yiga achar kach besheretz. The adaraba, we say in Sefri, afilu heim b'say chamayim. And this is the relatively well-known din of toivel b'sheretz b'yadai. Now we have to understand for a minute a little bit of lumdus just to appreciate this most beautiful Sefri, this most beautiful halacha of afilu heim b'say chamayim. Klerot Reb Chaim, in Stencil and Simen Tav Chuf Dalet, Reb Chaim Brisker, what is the lumdus, what is the parameter, what is the geder of this halacha? Is the pshat that every second I'm tahar and tame, I'm in the mikvah I'm tahar, holding a sheretz tame, I'm in the mikvah I'm tahar, sheretz I'm tame, and it's a million back and forth of tahar, tame, or says Reb Chaim, no, maybe a mikvah that's not mitahir doesn't actually have the ability at all to effectuate a tahara. A tahara has to be effective. A tahara that's immediately nullified doesn't have a shame tahara. So I never became tahar, tame, I just remain tame. Those are the two tzadim. Tavel v'sheretz b'yadai. Yesh la'ayin. Im hod eina nitar, hu mishum dechoyzer v'nitma, aval tuma yishona nifka aidei tfila. Again and again and again. Oy, Davidin be'etzem ha'tfila, dekeven de'ena nitar me'tumasoi, ar karchach le'havi tfila klal. Because tfila has to be she'yitar al yada. And mimela, because it's not mitar, le'chashiva tfila klal. That is the understanding of this din of oida bi'yadai, lefir b'chayim. Either it's tametar, tametar, or it's bechlal, never becomes tahar. Now, when we speak about the tahara and the tfila in a mikvah, you have to mention one marimakom. It's perhaps one of the most critical marimakomis in all of the lumdis and the dinim of tefillah. And that is the Kesef Mishnah, and it sounds a little bit, we'll see in a minute, from the Kesef Mishnah, maybe not like Reb Chaim. Could be, you can argue, but well, for our brevity's sake, we'll assume the Kesef Mishnah does not stem with Reb Chaim. The Kesef Mishnah in Avos Toma Vav Tezayin has a very simple question, which anybody can appreciate, even if you've never learned mikvahos, it's a very simple question. We know somebody goes into the mikvah, somebody goes out of the mikvah. When do they become tahar? When is the chalois tahara? Is it when they go in, when they're under the water, they're already tahar? Only once they come out of the water is there the ability for the chalois tahara to take place. Says the Kesef Mishnah is the second tzad, an Avos Toma Vav Tezayin. She'adam ein hatoma nitar elo ba'aliyase meha mikvah, lay ba'oidai b'seich ha mikvah. which we'll get back to in a minute, but in Cheshbon, it sounds a little bit not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's two tzadim are when you're in the water and you're having the sheretz touched you, is it tahar tame, or the sheretz prevents the tefillah, the chalais tahar from being chal. It sounds like if you both tzadim are Reb Chaim, but etzem, when you're even in the water before you come out, there already is the capacity for tahara, not like the Kesef Mishnah, okay, ayin sham in the lamdas. But let's focus now on the Kesef Mishnah, which is such a critical marimakom. Again, the Kesef Mishnah says, someone goes into the mikvah and they're fully underwater, they're fully submerged, they're not tahar yet. They come out of the water, that's when they become tahar. And we can clear a few shailas. First of all, how much of their body has to be out? Is it everything or even a little bit? Is this halacha of the Kesef Mishnah only by Tumas Adam? What about Kalim? Maybe it's different. What about Tfilas Ger? Maybe the Tfilah of a Ger is different. Maybe nafkamina la halacha. What about a Nida? Maybe a Nida is different than Tumas Adam. So let's briefly see a few of these nekudas. The first shaila, like we introduced, is how much of the body has to be out? You know, people do like that one finger thing. Sometimes they want to do, you know, 70 or 3 or 10, whatever it's going to be. Does that count? Says the Kesef Mishnah, it has to be out of the water. But what does that mean? If you look at the Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Beis Soif Sim Lamed Hey, he says it has to be that Roshai Verubai of your body has to be out. If you only stick your finger out of the mikvah, Lefi the Kesef Mishnah, the Chalais Tahara has not been Chal yet. You look at the Devar Avram, the Kovner Rav, in Chelek Gimel Simen Yates, he says no. Shafilu Rakhaiti Miktsasa Megufai Nechshav Aliyah Min Hamayim. Even a little bit, as long as that little bit is enough that it would pass, if it wasn't in, that little bit would be sufficient. L'chaira, this Nafkamina, if you want to do multiple Tevilois, is taking a little bit out of the mikvah enough, or more of your body has to come out, which certainly will be a more protracted tevila process. Fine. What about by tevilas kelim? Is this halacha only by tevilas adam, or also by tevilas kelim? Says the Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shavar, in Cheshem Mishpat Ayin Beis, I have a raya from the pasuk that it says v'rochatz by kelim, it says v'ola by adam. Maybe Tfilas Kelim only needs Rechitza, which means in the water, not out of the water. Whereas Adam, it says Ve'ola, and therefore you'd have to be out of the water. That is the clair of the Avnei Nezer, and it sounds like that's how he comes out. And L'chair Anafkmi would be like this. What would be if you did not make the Bracha before you put the Kli into the water? You're supposed to make the Bracha over L'asiyasan, then you put the Kli in the water, and then you remember. Well, it depends. If you learn that the tahara is not chal until the kli comes out, till the person comes out, l'cha'ira, I can still make the bracha, because there was no chalais tahara yet. If you learn, though, that when it's submerged already, it has a chalais tahara, the tefillah is done, l'cha'ira, there's no makom to make a bracha, because it's after la'achel la'asiyosan, and not oidei o'ayva la'asiyosan. Okay, what about geirus? Is this halacha that Allah also by a ger, or maybe only by Tumas Adam? If you look at the Or Sameach in the end of Hilchos Mishkav u'Moishav, he says there's no difference. Sai Taharas Adam, Sai Geras Adam Latvila, they're all the same. Until you come out of the water, the Chalais Geras is not Chal. Says the Makar Baruch in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Tes, I disagree. Ein Hanami Tumas not Nifka until you come out. But when it comes to Geras, even B'soy Chamayim, you already are Nigmar the Geras. And I think there's a beautiful Nafkamina. What if the Ger goes underwater, and Rachman al-Atzlan, he has a heart attack in the mikvah, he never comes out, until he's no longer alive. If you learn the Pshat is, when he's submerged, it's already Nigmar, so he's a Fartag Yisrael. He's already a full Ben Yisrael. Of course, even though he never came out of the mikvah alive, he still must do a, and have a Kfaras Yisrael. But if you learn, like the Or Sameach, that until you come out of the mikvah, so you're not a ger, you're not a Yisrael, so the chayor lefir meir simcha the arsameach, you would not need a kfaras Yisrael, you still would have a din of a goy. Chayor in afkamina, whether by gerus, we say like the Kesef Mishnah or we don't. And by nida also, we'll just round it out with this, just the ha'ara, by nida, is a big shaila, is it isser, is it tuma? So one could clear also, by nida also, perhaps it's when the woman comes out, it would be sufficient. And that would be like the Kesef Mishnah, that you need her to come out for it to be a Chalais Tahara. Or maybe being submerged, being in the water, would be enough for Nida, because it's fundamentally Isser and not Tumah. And a nafmin would be, what if a chatzitza comes onto her when she's oida b'mayim? If the pshat is, once she went in, she's already tahira, so it doesn't matter if she comes up with a chatzitza. But if she has to come up to be goymer, and that's when the tahara is chal, so it could be, could argue, but it could be, that if she would get a chatzitza when she's oida b'mayim, it in fact would passel the tevila. So we had a whole amazing exploration of dinei tevila, fundamentally the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah, that by tuma you need to be oida to be tahar. And this all came out of a beautiful Masechta Nedarim on Daf Ayin Hey. Everyone should be matzliach in the limud of Daf HaShavua.